We're going to start at the very beginning. Shechianu v'kiimanu v'igianu, ready to begin a new cycle of learning with Chumash Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Bereishis, and the first word of Parshas Bereishis, which is Bereishis, Bereishis bara Elokim. And we're going to ask a question. Why does the Torah begin with the letter Beis and not with the letter Aleph? After all, if we're starting again, and it's new, and the very first letter of the alphabet is Aleph, it's the first of all the letters, why start the Torah with the Beis, with the letter Beis? And the Medrash answers that Beis is chosen because it's the first letter of the word Baruch, or Bracha, or blessing, while Aleph is the first letter of the word Arur, which means curse. The exact language of the Medrash is a little bit more nuanced than that. It says that Aleph implies a curse, and Beis implies a lesson. What does this mean? According to the Be'er Ma'amarim, who is a commentator on the Medrash, he says there's a very deep message here. Aleph, number one, it implies singularity. It implies isolation. It's the only one. It's unable. Aleph is unable to receive the very first bracha that Hashem gave to the entire mankind, which is pru urvu, be fruitful and multiply. Because the number one can't really multiply. Meaning, if you take one and multiply it by anything, that number remains the same. One times five is five, one times nine is nine. One is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything else or anybody else. We are two, or two is the first number that can receive from somebody else. Or from something else. Two is bracha. Two can receive that bracha of pru urvu because two is the first number to represent growth and expansion. It's worthy of introducing the Torah, which is really the blueprint of the whole world, which is a world that's designed to receive bracha. Everything in this world must receive Hashem's bracha to receive its potential, to reach its potential, which is why the Medrash says it implies bracha, the number two, because two times two times two times two, there's expansion there. There's growth there. The Ibn Ezra vehemently disagrees with this entire explanation. And the Ibn Ezra says he actually insults the intelligence of anyone who believes this, and he asks a question, and he says, I know many bad words that start with the letter Beis, and he quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya. Hinei Hashem baikei ka'aretz ubalka. Hashem makes the earth empty and he makes it desolate. Bokek, empty, bolka, he makes it desolate. And we ourselves, we could think of many other words, that good words that begin with Aleph, for example, Ahava and Achva and Aluf. Ahava, love, Achva, friendship, Aluf is a champion. Likewise, we could think of many bad words that start with the letter Beis, like Bechia, like crying. So we want to give a little bit of a deeper answer to this. It's interesting just to note that when the king Talmai, who was a Greek king who lived in Egypt, he was a very intellectual king and he had an expansive library. And one of his advisors told him, he said, you know, you have many, many books here, but you're missing the most important. Until you get the Torah of the Jews, your library is missing a fundamental piece. And so he sent the messenger to Eretz Yisrael, and they gathered 70 Torah scholars, 70 Talmid Chachamim, and he forced them to translate the Torah into Greek. And he put them into 70 different rooms, and he said, each one of you are going to do this on your own, in isolation. Which they did. A great nace happened. There were some, very few places in the Torah where they realized that if we put these words in, it's going to either be insulting to the Greek king, or it's not going to be understood well. And we have to make some changes here. And the miracle that happened was, the nace that happened was that although they were not able to communicate with each other, they all made the exact same changes. And one of the changes they made was with this pasuk. Instead of writing Bereishis bara Elokim, which could be understood as a god or a divinity called Bereishis bara, created Elokim, created Hashem, they changed it to say Elokim bara Bereishis, Elokim, God, Hashem, created Bereishis in the beginning. And we translate Bereishis bara Elokim, of course, as in the beginning Hashem created. But in order to make sure that there wouldn't be any misunderstanding, they all 70 of them, made the same change, and they changed the order. Instead of Bereishis bara Elokim, Elokim bara Bereishis, which of course changes this whole question that we're asking, which is that it puts the Aleph before the base, it puts the Aleph first. We'll come back to Melech Talmai and perhaps understand why in his rendition the Aleph would be first. Back to the Medrash, which offers another reason why the Torah started with the letter Beis, which is an interesting message. He says, the reason that it started with Beis is to teach mankind that there are two worlds. There's a world Aleph and there's a world Beis. There's this world and the world to come. And you who are living in this world might think that this is the only important world, but I'm telling you that this is only one world. There's a world to come, and not only that, your actions in this world is what's going to determine what kind of Olam Haba you're going to have, what kind of world to come you're going to have. If you spend your time in this world involved in good pursuits, namely learning this Torah, here in Aleph, you're going to be able to get to what? To Beis, to the world to come. You'll merit goodness in this world and in the world to come. In other words, the first letter of the Torah, Beis, represents the number two, and it sets the rules for the way that Hashem set up the world. This Torah, Hashem created the world, and He gave you an instruction manual of how to live in this world in order to be able to get to the next world. There's not one, but there's two. There's two worlds. There's this world, and there's the next world, and you have to know that. And therefore, the Torah starts already with the word, with the letter Beis, which represents the two worlds that we're living in. Not the world of one, but the world of two. And to take this even a little bit deeper, we'll go to the Sichus of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he gives the following explanation. And he says, in Yirmiyahu, the question is asked, why was Eretz Yisrael was destroyed? Why did the Chorban happen? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? What caused the destruction of the land? And Hashem responds, and he says, because the Yidden have left my Torah. They've forsaken me. They've forsaken me. They've forsaken my Torah. The Gemara asks and says, what do you mean they've forsaken the Torah? What does Hashem mean when He says that the reason for the Chorban is because we've forsaken the Torah? We were learning the Torah. We were constantly learning the Torah. So how does this explanation make any sense? And the Talmud explains it, and he says it doesn't mean that we've forsaken the Torah. It means that we didn't make a bracha before we began to study the Torah. Before we begin to study the Torah, there's a bracha we have to make. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher bachar banu mikol ha'amim, v'nasan lanu es Torasai. Blessed are you, Hashem. You have chosen us. He has chosen us from all of the nations, and He has given us His Torah. Basically, what we're saying is, you've given us a divine Torah, a Torah that you dictated letter by letter to Moshe Rabbeinu, who then passed it on to us. This is not a man-made Torah. This is not an arbitrary Torah. It's an unchanged Torah for all the generations. This is your Torah, Hashem. Asher b'chor banu mikol amim, v'nasan lanu, and you have given us, He has given us, es Torah, say His Torah, baruch atah Hashem, noisein ha-Torah. You are Hashem who's given us the Torah. We have to verbalize this bracha every day before we begin to study Torah. And the Bach explains this. He says that the reason for learning Torah is not an intellectual pursuit, although of course it's that as well. And we're learning Torah as an intellectual, we approach it in an intellectual manner, not in an emotional manner. But before we start learning Torah intellectually, we have to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize and realize that the Torah is Hashem's way of communicating with us, with mankind. And if my primary purpose in this world is to become close to Hashem, and the communication He's given us is His Torah, then in order to become close to Him, I'm going to learn His Torah. And this is going to cause the Shekhinah to rest amongst Klal Yisrael. This is the way that we get to connect to Him, is through His Torah. But the first thing we have to do is to believe with a complete faith and complete emunah that the Torah comes from Hashem, and it's beyond human intellect. And the only reason that I can begin to understand the Torah is because Hashem allows us to understand the Torah. It's His love for us, because Asher b'chor banu mikol ha'amim, that He allows, He chose us from all the other nations, that He allows us to understand the Torah intellectually. But if one denies the divine origin of the Torah, or approaches the Torah purely as an intellectual endeavor, as some Far Eastern cultures have done. They've taken the Talmud and they're studying it as a subject. And unfortunately, even amongst Jews, the learning of the Talmud has become an intellectual endeavor, and there are courses offered in university totally unconnected from the spiritual pursuit of learning Torah that are looking at Torah purely from an intellectual point of view. What can I learn from this? What do I understand? How do I understand this? What generation was it? It's totally devoid of any spirituality. Is not the way we're meant to be learning Torah. Torah is a spiritual pursuit. Torah is I'm connected to you. And then we can turn to with our intellect. Our intellect alone cannot arrive at the true meaning of the Torah contents if it's divorced, if it's separated from number one, which is Asher Bachabanu Mikol Hamim, Benasan Lano Es Torasai. So therefore the Torah begins with the base, the second letter of the Aleph base. It's to hint to us that first there's an Aleph. Before you're going to sit down and learn Bereishis Bara Elokim, first you have to connect to him. Because he's given us the Torah in order for us to have a relationship with him, and then I can start to learn, which is the number two, which is the base. When we start with base, when we start with just with the Torah, without the primary purpose of the Torah is to become one with Hashem, we're totally missing the point. Which is why we have to make the bracha first. Before you start learning the Torah, understand why you're learning the Torah. Now, Talmai HaMelech could not have understood the message of the base. He would have said that since base represents the number two, which is the intellectual pursuit, and base comes first, base is the first word, then all it is intellectual. And the God that he would have been, the divinity that he would have been ascribing to creating Elohim, Chas v'Shalom, would have been this idea of it's the intellect that's primary, that's important. And so the Rabbanim had to switch it. The 70 scholars switched it, and instead of writing Bereishis Bara Elokim, they switched it to Elokim Bara Bereishis. Elokim is first. He wouldn't have gotten the subtle message of the Beis, and so therefore they wrote immediately, number one, and always is Elokim is number one. And so now we understand a little bit better what we started with. That the reason the Torah begins with the letter Beis is that Beis stands for Bracha. If one's Torah learning is preceded by the Aleph, by the connection to Hashem, then your learning is going to be blessed with intellect and with understanding. We're going to see Bracha in our endeavor if we understand the message of the Beis, which is that the whole point of learning Torah, we have to learn Torah. Torah is the fundamental, Torah is the primary, but it's primary because it comes from Him. And He wants us to learn it. He told us to learn it. He told us to engage in it. And that's why we're learning the Torah. But without HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture, then it's devoid of everything. We'll start our Torah learning by making the bracha first. This is His Torah, and He's allowing me to connect. It's interesting and not a mistake that we begin the new cycle of Torah learning after a month where our entire Avodah of this whole month, everything we've worked on this whole month has been developing, redeveloping, reconnecting to HaKadosh Baruch, getting close to Him. And now that we've achieved that closeness, we're ready to begin. We're ready to begin our intellectual endeavor of learning through the Torah and the Mitzvahs.